for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, December the 26th, 2009. Tom Stone is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on freedom.
We praise God, and I just want to go before God right now. Father, we just go right to you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, God, because even the breath that we breathe is yours. Even the heart that we have in our chest that beats belongs to you because you created it and you make it work, Father. We just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this is a good time of the year. But also it's a lonely time of the year because I know that I spend many years there for a while by myself during Christmas, and it's a lonely time. And it's a time that usually the festivities of families get together, and thank God for this family that we can come together, and the ones that do feel lonely put aside, that we could come together and we could feel like that God loves us. And God's got some things for us, but we've got to be able to willingly open up our minds and our hearts to allow Him to minister to us. And God says that He wants us to be His dwelling place. His dwelling place. That means a place that is fit. You know, and all of us has had a lot of junk in us because, you know, and we may still have some junk from time to time. I mean, with a fleeting thought, we can get on a rabbit trail and go completely a 90-degree turn. I mean, in just a second. And the Lord's asked me one time, can you curse a man and bless a man out of the same mouth? And you really got to be paying attention before, you know, to keep yourself in the right mind, in the right frame, in the right matter. But, you know, we think we got everything going our way. And the Lord says, no, I want you to go my way. And He's wanting you to go His way because He's got a job and a task for each one of us. And I know it's been a very taskful week for everybody that's gotten here because everybody that's trying to get here has had a certain amount of attacks. And God knows your heart and know how bad that you want to be set free. And I know that I want to be free. And I know that I want you to be free. And so God is wanting to do some things. But I want to just start where the Lord kind of started me. In our earlier years, we bounced from church to church, and we started in Genesis, it seemed like, about every time. And I said, God, you have something here for us, you know? And really, basically, it's talking about the family. It's wanting to show you how the family is built. It's wanting to show you how to respect one another within the family. But then, after that, he starts saying, well, hey, we got unruly. And he started laying down some structure for us. And so what I would like to do, I'd like to start in Exodus chapter 20 and go from there and see how the Holy Spirit wants to lead us and guide us from that area. And so, because I definitely want to be led by the Spirit, and I know that I've got several different directions we could go, but I want God to deal with me, that He can deal with you and deal with me through working with you. And so, Exodus chapter 20, and it starts with verse 3, and then, thou shalt have, what? No other gods before me. So there's some situations right there that we got to take care of. And so, Just think about it. How many gods could you have before you? And he says in verse 4, thou shalt not make unto you no graven images, or any likeness, or anything that is in the heavens above, or in that in the earth beneath, or in that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thy knee thyself to them, or serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of thy fathers upon the children and unto the third and fourth generations, and unto them that hate me. I just want to stop there and look upon that, you know. And we say, well, I never have bowed my knee to serve anybody else or anything. Have we ever said, poor me? Have we said, they don't shake my hand? Have we ever said, they won't listen to me? You didn't hear me? It's kind of like Toby Keith, let's talk about me. And I pray for that man right now in Jesus' name. Because if you listen to some of his music, it's really going against God big time. But I want to tell you something. If we have ourselves as a God, and we're thinking about all of us, that opens us up to the latter part of that verse. And the generational sins will visit you. Not maybe, they will visit you. Now, how do you know if you're being visited by these iniquities? Iniquities, I've come to find out, is any disease that your mother and father have. You go to the doctor, and you know, we're not supposed to go to the doctor, but yet they're a good thing. Luke was a physician. And so there was a reason for him being there. So if we don't go to our God first, it's a good opportunity if we do go to the doctor to find out what is going on with us, that we could go home and repent. Go home and repent. First thing you do, you go to the doctor and you fill out a history, right? What'd your grandma die of? What'd your grandpa die of? What'd your brother, your sister, your mother, your cousins, and all this? And you go down through there, and a lot of them's been, a vial has been poured out on them, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and these things and that. And these are the generational sins as it was poured out upon your forefathers. But the other thing, the word says, thou shalt not die for thy father's iniquities or thy mother's iniquities. So we have the right to say no. We have a right to say no to any disease that comes nigh our dwelling. But we need to realize what's coming down the pike, how it happens, how it works. And the latter part it says, and to them that hate me. Now, the ones that hate God, they got a Barabbas spirit upon them, a false Antichrist spirit. And we need to be aware of those things, that we come out from underneath these Barabbas' spirit, because let's go to that story right there. They go arrest Jesus Christ on Mount Olives, and they bring him down, and they start taking him through this, the six trials, the three trials of ecclesiastical trials, and three trials of civil law. And so he goes through all these, and then they put him on the road to Dolorosa, and they beat him. And of course, this is a long ways from Christmas, but yet God says, remember him that way than rather his birth or your birth. So he went through those situations. And at that time, there was a festival, or there was a tradition that they would either crucify one and let one go. And they brought him before Pilate, and Pilate says, reminds him of the Jewish tradition. He says, do we let Jesus go, committed no sin, or do we let Barabbas go? Or they really, he asked, well, who do you want let go? And they said, give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas. And crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. And they hated Jesus Christ at that point. Now, how are we operating today? Are we operating in hatred? Hatred is murder, because we actually kill the Father. And did you know at that particular time God actually bled for you when that happened? His love superseded. But yet we said, give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas, give us your robbers, your thieves, give us the molester, give us the rapist, give us the pedophile, give us all the demons that he's got. And here we are. We're fighting through in our lives today through these situations, because anybody that hates God hates his laws, hates his word. And his word is full of laws. His word is absolutely full of laws. New Testament, Old Testament alike. So we need to realize what's going on. And I like to start a lot of times with the Ten Commandments, because we can't even get past the first verse in the Ten Commandments, because we find ourselves wandering and have done and got into that situation because we lifted up a child or a husband or a father or a mother or somebody in our lives that we lifted up higher than God because we didn't seek Him. So there's a lot of situations, lots of situations that we could come unto God, and God's wanting to change us little by little. And He says, I deliver you little by little, lest ravishing wolves come and destroy you. Because a lot of times, if God would deliver you all at one time, you would not be able to stand. You would not have a personality. You would not be able to rationalize or to think what needs to happen. To walk, how you need to walk the next step. And God wants to put some teaching in us. But just thank God for verse 6, and showing mercy unto thousands of them who love me and keep my commandments. And God's wanting us to start looking at Him and to really realize some things. To really realize some things. And I was just looking through Leviticus just a little earlier, and he's got some laws how he puts the families together, and then we may go back there, but let's go turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Here's now, we're a New Testament church, and we say the law has all been done away with, right? Well, the traditional church, or the church in the world, says that all the laws have been done away with. And we go down to the model prayer in chapter 6, and it says, and pray after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in earth, or as done in earth, and as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now here comes the law. It says, for if ye forgive their trespasses, your Father or your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. So is it a necessity that you forgive people? Did I have some heads bobbing or some hands raised or something? Are we awake or are we asleep? Or is this narcissistic spirit got a hold of us? Or this carbohydrate spirit, you know, and we eat lunch and we eat bread, and about 3 o'clock it seems like it's siesta time. You know, and I used to think, man, and when I was sitting out there, and I would be sitting there and all of a sudden, you know, and I know how hard it is, but yet we need to take heed. It says, can you watch 1 hour? Can you watch 2 hours? So can we watch 1 hour with Him? But I'm telling you right now, and it says, we're walking beneath. I told the man upstairs, we're walking beneath where God wants us to walk. Are we walking in the kingdom of God or are we walking in the church? Do we know the difference? Does the church need to come into the kingdom? I think the church needs to come into the kingdom. Because the kingdom of God is speaking to something and it comes to be. In other words, come out in the name of Jesus and you see the Spirit leave. Or be healed in the name of Jesus. The sickness was there, but now it's not. So the kingdom is in, I think, in His power and His authority. He says, I come to give you dunamis power and to have the authority. And I come and give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. But see, the fact of it is the fear of the church is there because they will not pick up the keys. He says, I give you the power to remit sins. But He also says, and if you retain sins, they are retained. Now what, how much, or which do you think is better to do? To remit sins or to retain sins? I think to remit them. We was here in the men's prayer meeting. How many years ago, Don, was that when that man, young man manifested and he blew backwards? Three or four. And they all run together, but we was in the men's meeting and the men hadn't been kicked out of the sanctuary yet, but we're in the right place now because we're over the women. So that's a terrible joke, but anyway. But anyway, we were sitting here and Dr. Null was still alive. He was ministering. He ministered a lot on sexual sins to the men and those kind of things. And we got down to prayer and we'd turn a chair around right here and we'd have a hot seat. And I usually sat right where this young lady's sitting and he was over here and he wore a set of glasses and he would get them down on the nose and he'd look over you, you know. And sometimes you even felt when he looked your way, you wanted to duck or hide, you know. But anyway, got down and this young man jumped up there and sat down. He said, I wasn't even expecting it at that time. And he said, Tom, pray for him. And I said, God? In my mind, you know, I didn't say it outwardly. I said, well, how do I minister to this man? And anyway, the Lord said, ask him how he gets along with his earthly father. Well, I asked him and he went around the merry-go-round. I mean, he went all the way around the world saying what kind of man he was. But he never touched how he really got along with his father. And he finally calmed down and he come back. And I said, how do you get along with your earthly father? And Don was standing right about here and the chair was here. And all of a sudden that chair and everything blew back and they wound way up over here. I mean, the chair and all left the floor and just boom. Came back here. And all of a sudden, they tried to subdue the man, and he was beyond subduing. And Doc said, take your hands off of him. And Doc walked over and bound him, and he almost reached up and got Doc. And God said, you started this mess, you got to pray for him. And I said, whew, you know, how do you pray for a man that's slithering on the floor like a snake, you know? And I got down there and they were having troubles holding him and I just put my hand, I mean lightly on his back. And all of a sudden he just stopped. And I said, Lord, what do I say? He says, remit his sins. And I said, in Jesus' name, I remit your sins. I remit your father's sins. I remit your forefather's sins. And I stayed there and I said, Father, I remit his sins. I choose not to hold these charges against him. And all of a sudden he coughed and sat up. And he came back to his right mind. And folks, you've got the same power, the same authority to remit people's sins, to forgive them. The next day, he said he came to me, and I was sitting there in the chow hall eating my. And he came up and tapped me on his shoulder, and he said, "I want to thank you for praying for me because," he said, "my stomach has absolutely killed me for 4 years." And I'm not hurting anywhere. So what I'm saying is, we're walking beneath where we need to be. And God's saying to you today, step up children, and remit people's sins. Because in situations, and also to remit our own sins, see, there's a thing called condemnation, outward condemnation and inward condemnation. We can always blame, well, it's their fault, they done this, on the job. Well, they're not working as hard as I am. You ever hear that or ever say that in your own mouth? You know, they're not my equal. They're not as good as I am. Yeah, we got this narcissistic spirits and me, you know, and I'm going to have my cake and I'm going to eat it and I'm going to have my ice cream and I'm going to eat it too all at the same time. But see, we got these situations, but we never, never say, hey, could have been my fault. You know, we never want to, even when we pick up the Bible, we always pick it up and we read it and we got verses for everybody else except for us. Is that true? And see, we never take time to analyze ourselves. But I found that if I mess up, it's better for me to say, forgive me, I done it. I was at fault. God, forgive me. And I get freer a lot quicker. I get freer a lot quicker. And even if I mess up in here, you know, there's been times that I've started out and Brother Glenn, I saw him and he'd look at me and I said, oh no, I stepped over a boundary. And then he'd speak to me. Yes, sir. But see, God wants to reprimand us, but now what are you going to do with that reprimand? What are you going to do with the reprimand? Are you going to get pouty? Are you going to get mad? Are you going to get mad at God that's trying to correct you? Are you going to run away from Him? All He's wanting to do is deal with your pride. But I'm right. He's wrong. Yeah. And we'd be guilty of this. We've run from church to church to church. You know, getting hurt. Yeah, the world wants to go into a church and they say, well, look at all these beautiful Christians. They're all supposed to be mature. Maybe one mature person in the audience. Sometimes the pastor's not even mature. Sometimes he's self-anointed, self-called. You know, anointed by the microphone. You know, with great wisdom and great knowledge and a sharp tongue and get backs, cut backs, you know. I'm smarter than you. Whatever. And Lord God, don't let me fall into that situation. But I would rather see somebody get set free than really keep them in their closet. And a lot of people come and ask me, and I'll be glad to share and talk with you and pray with you. But it's not me. I want God. I want God to minister to me, that I can minister to you. Because one word of knowledge, one word of wisdom, one word of understanding can do wonders in the kingdom of God. And I want each one of you, I pray right now in Jesus' name, I release a spirit of discernment upon you. A spirit of discernment, God. Right now in Jesus' name. We've all got the spirit of judgment, but it needs to turn to discernment. How did you judge that person? You see the manifestation of the judgments on them, but now, what do you do with it? What do you do? What caused the situation? What verse? How does God say, be free in Jesus' name? That's discernment. Or do we say, no, not now? Do we shut up? Do we listen? Do we go to our prayer closet? Or do we pop off before we do? So there's a lot of things that we need to learn in the Word. We need, and there's laws and situations to every verse. And just like in James chapter 5, it says, any among you is sick, let him call upon the elders. Let him do his first work first. And what the first works is to pray, is to confess your sins, pray and repent. That's your first works. Come back to you, do your first works over again, it says. And when we do our first works over, does it say, maybe they be healed? No, they shall be healed. So it cuts the chase. You know, how many people have chased things around Mount Sinai one time, two times, three times, four times, five times, six times? And we just continually wear a rut, you know, a rut, an open ditch, and we never see the end of the tunnel. And God's wanting to pull us out of this ditch, pull us out of this ditch that we've dug for ourselves, that we can come to the end of it, that we can be set up on higher ground, that we could come to a plain ground. A lot of people want, now camp is a high plane. I mean, we come, we're all downbeaten, and as the Holy Spirit ministers and builds you up, and all of a sudden you get to feeling real good, you know, and you start up on the mountain, you meet God there. And then, but the real battle is when you go back into life and you have to come back down the mountain. But He don't want you to go past the plain. He don't want you to go walk past and walk back down into that valley. He says, I give you power to open doors and to close doors. God says, I close doors that no man can close, but I open doors that no man can open. But the God in you wants you to be able to close doors to your past. He wants to close doors to the old wars. He wants to close doors to the old pains. He wants to close doors to the rejections, the abandonments, the bitterness, the hatreds, all the things that you felt in your life. He wants you to close the doors to those things. And when we start learning how to close doors, don't go back there. Lord, renew a right mind in me. And sometimes we actually physically need to do that. Lord, restore my mind. You know? Because it's the palmer worm, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the locust is what is eating us up. It's the words out of our mouth. He says, every idle word that comes out of our mouth, we're held accountable for. So as we learn how to open doors and close doors, or how to see a door that God opened, and God teaches you, He says, when the question comes, what caused this? Or the invitation comes. Not always to preach, but to pray. In other words, where two or three are together there, I will be also. That don't mean you're supposed to preach, because we turn into a religious spirit all of a sudden if we don't watch what we're doing. And we come and, you've seen people come your way, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no, here comes that guy. They used to do me that way all the time because I got so excited, so much zeal in me. I wanted to knock on every door. But God had to set me down, shut me up, and slow me down to where I could walk in and walk out. You ever felt that way? I had the opportunity to go down to Louisiana one time with a young evangelist, and there was a missionary in the Baptist realm, and we drove 460 miles down there and went and we canvassed the area, and it was raining. It rains a lot down there in Louisiana, and we got together, and it was a Baptist minister, and we was praying, and I said, God, just open a window. Let just open a window that we can go out. Because we drove 480 miles. I want to tell somebody about you. And you know, God honored that prayer. The next day it was raining in this parish, and it was raining in this parish, and it was raining in that parish, and it was raining in this parish. But the one we went to was not raining. And we started out, and the missionary went with me, and he knocked on the door, first door, and he said, knock, knock, knock. He says, my name is Louis Chatier. I'm a Southern Baptist preacher, and we're having a little revival down here on Church Street. We would like you to go. And the lady speaks up. He says, well, we're Catholics. We thank you. He says, here's $1 for your literature. We're Catholics, and we don't need, we've got our own faith. Thank you. Bam, with the door. We go to the door, and it's very same words. I mean, very same words out of the preacher and the very same words out of the people. And I reached over and the Holy Spirit said, just tap him on the shoulder and tell him it's your turn. So we knocked on the door, and this lady came to the door, and I said, "My name is Tom Stone. This is Louis Cherrier. We just came to share a little about Jesus Christ." She says, "Oh, I just came from the hospital just getting chemotherapy. I've got cancer." And I said, "Can I pray for you?" And all of a sudden, the door swung open. I reached in and just touched her arm, and I prayed for her. He says, "Oh, come on in." And that preacher looked at me and walked in. And so we had a nice little prayer, and God honored it. We left and went to the door. I approached it the same way, and he said, "Oh, come on in." He said, "We just came back. My wife had a heart attack. She just got back from the hospital today." And I said, "Can we pray for her?" And, "Oh, yes, come on in." And then all of a sudden, I just watched that Baptist preacher. He just started almost, you know, just levitating. He couldn't believe getting in the doors. And we prayed for him. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit pricked him, and he started praying in Cajun, in French, for the people. And they was French. And before it was all over, we entered about every door except for one, because there was one big giant Satan. And he stood out there, and, "You're not getting to my folks. You're not bothering my folks." But anyway, the thing about it is, God's wanting to minister to your heart with the name of Jesus. He's wanting to walk up and down the halls of your hearts. He's wanting to walk up and down your broken hearts, you know, where you've been broken and beaten and abused. He's wanting to minister to that abuse that you felt in your lives. He's wanting to restore what God meant for good. And you've beaten yourselves up. Maybe you've made a mistake in your life and you just will not forgive yourself. And God's saying you need to forgive yourself. He says to love your brother as you love yourself. And if you can't love yourself, can you love your brother? Now, bragging about yourself, is that love? No. The way you love yourself is to pick up His Word and submit to it. That's to start love. And we need to learn how to love ourselves. Because there's some situations that, because we got things that faces us all the time today. And we have people that had gallbladder problems. And, you know, you ever had a gallbladder problem? Well, guess what? It deals with unforgiveness. It deals with unforgiveness. Have you ever had any kidney problems? It deals with sorrow and grief. Been hurt. Also, it deals with sexual sins. Because every sexual sin hangs in the kidneys or the liver. It's the filter part of your body. So there's areas in each one of us, you know, that deals with situations. You know, you get mad at yourself, you hurt right across here. Or you get mad at your spouse, you hurt right across here. Right across the midsection, it's a broken heart problems. It's financial problems. And across your neck, it deals with fibromyalgia. So everybody's, it fits somewhere. And if you got headaches and migraine headaches, you're mad at the people that your head over. It's over your head. So there's situations. It manifests every time, you know, as sin. So these are the generational sins that's coming down. These are the generational sins. I'm going to repeat it again. The generational sins that's coming down the bloodline. Now, I know that everybody in here has had a headache at one time. Everybody in here has probably had a backache at one time. Everybody in here has had toothaches at some time. And that's gnashing teeth, angry. What do you do when you, just before you get ready to fight, you set your jaw, right? Set your jaw. And guarantee it will manifest. I got a plate down here because I know. So God's wanting to speak to us. He's wanting these generational sins to stop in Jesus' name. We have tension. We have unresolved tensions in families. Everywhere. Unresolved tensions. And guess what? You know what it'll start doing? It'll start working right here. Right across here. With your abdomen. And it Sometimes it starts manifesting as colitis. Sometimes if it hangs around, it starts manifesting as colon cancer. Sometimes if it hangs around, it continues and continues and continues. Hallelujah. My nephew died, 4 years ago? 34 years old. Started out way early in his teens with colitis. Unresolved issues in the family. And as it progressed, he refused to forgive his father. I saw it, and oh man, there was times I clenched my jaws and I want to go tell that Baptist sister of mine. You know, she needs to forgive. But we buried her 2 years ago. Almost a year to the date after her son died. So there's areas that we need to forgive one another. We need to forgive sisters and brothers. I had to forgive my sister. I went out there with the intentions to tell her, and I liked to die. I don't know what I ate, but I want to tell you something right now. I couldn't hold it. It was coming out this end and this end. I lost 15 pounds in 3 days or more, and I couldn't hold it. And I couldn't hold it. And I finally had to leave. Matter of fact, my wife got me up at 2 o'clock in the morning after there was several Europe trips or to the bathroom. And she put me in the car and took me to the emergency room in Clovis, California. But I want to tell you something. There's a force out there. There's a force out there that will catch you up and work on you. And it will do you a number if we don't come out of the church. Hear me. Come out of the church and into the kingdom of God. Church, we need to come out of the church and into the kingdom of God. Because I know that there's certain circumstance when a family gets together that not everybody in the family gets along. There's always manipulation going on, always guilt trips, always this and that and the other. And especially when children get together right after a death of the parents, oh, there's fighting, there's manipulation. A lot of them will not talk to one another for years and years and years. It don't need to be. All over possessions, all over things that moth's going to eat, all over things that's going to burn, and we need to be about its business. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you say, I want to go into ministry, the first place you need to minister, the very first place is the minister right here. And the second place is to your family. They know you. Does your brothers know you? Does your sisters know you? Does your aunts know you? Does your uncles know you? Do your nephews, your nieces, do they know you? And when you start ministering to there, God's going to turn you loose. And I mean like a long-legged goose. And you're going to be able to walk and squawk and talk. And we need to walk the walk and talk the talk. But especially walk the walk. God needs to see a change in you. Do you still have hot buttons? Do you still have hot buttons? And some people were honest. You know? Well, we need to be diffused. We need to see, there's electrical components in us that we don't even know. Our body works on about the electrical component of 5 ohms of electricity. That's what causes your heart to pump. That's what causes your brain to function. That causes, and then when we have true love, then it manifests the right dopamines and all the other chemicals that works right in our systems. But if we have hatred, if we have judgmental ideas and situations, that starts shutting off the electrical components to our body, that shuts down organs, that refuses to receive the nourishment that's in us. And I guarantee you, those are generational sins that are passed down the generational lines. And we say, well, I don't have any generational sin. I beg your pardon. I don't sin. I beg your pardon. We lied right then. And when we say no to God, we really stepped over into a real dangerous area. Because when you fight against God, are you on the winning side? And see, when we say yes to God, then we can start controlling our thoughts. God will start controlling our thoughts through His Word, through us loving Him back. God knows you, but do you know God? Do you know when He says, "Ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit"? What temple are you? Do you know the next verse? He says, "If you defile that temple, I, God, will destroy that temple." Some of us need to be destroyed mentally. What I'm talking about, we need to die to self. In other words, we need to cut our own throats. This little tongue right here, and you got these pearly whites, and these bars of ivory. We need to keep it shut. A lot of times when we release it, we release fire and fury upon ourselves. Or we release curses upon ourselves. Some of them have said, "I want to die. I want to kill myself." The suicide spirit. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. You know? And we release spirits upon ourselves. And God says, live and not die. We need to be able to speak life to one another. Life more abundant. And I'm telling you, we do a number to ourselves. If we condemn ourselves, He says, how dare you stand in condemnation towards yourself? If I'm for you, who can be against you? We pass judgments on ourselves. And sometimes I think it talks about a great white throne judgment in there. At the judgment seat, and we always think about it's going to be judged over there. It's going to be judged over there. What about now? Do we judge ourselves now? Do we judge other people right now? Is that the great white throne judgment, or is this the great white throne judgment? And the white means His Word. Do we judge people by the Word? Or do we speak freedom to them, or do we judge them that way? He says, wash me, cleanse me, white as snow. So where is the great white throne judgment? What manifests in us? Do we lose organs? It says it's better for obedience than to sacrifice. And then we get them put in imitation death, and we go up here to these things called, they're big temples sitting on every hill in every major city, and they call hospitals. We get put in imitation death, and they go in there and start cutting out things. And you turn over to Leviticus, and the very first thing that the priests do to the animals, they cut out their livers, their kidneys, and the fat thereof, and the gall thereof, and they throw them in the furnace. What do you think they do to our parts that they cut out of us? But yet God said, if it offend thee, cut it out. Questions. It's the church in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's awful quiet in here. It's awful quiet. And God wants to walk up and down your hearts. Not to trample it, but to renew it. To restore it. He wants to go into each area. Your heart's got five places in it. He wants to go in and out every heart place. But see, we come and we say, well, I got problems with this area and that area, but don't touch this area. But that's the very area God wants to deal with. That's the very area. And I know a lot of you have already got deliverance, but we also need to know how things works in a lot of areas. Not to condemn you, but to set you free. Because I'm not speaking condemnation, because I choose to forgive you. I choose to forgive and not hold anything down. Because I know God says, I come to give you life and life more abundant. Does that mean change in your pocket jangling? Or does that mean raise this arm or that arm, or lift this foot or lift that foot and be able to walk without a walker or a crutch or a walker or a cane or, you know, you understand what I'm saying? God came to give you life and life more abundantly. And see, your spirit is saved, but then He wants to get your mind, will, and emotions saved. And salvation means safe. Are you safe from situations? See? Are you safe? God wants you to get to a safe place. He wants you to move from outback to Psalms 91. No pestilence come nigh thy dwelling. So there's a difference. You know, we need to know what salvation means. Now, he also says to walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. He don't mean to be afraid of everything, but God, I want to hear your voice. You talked to me yesterday. I want to hear you right now, Father. I want to hear you. I want you to be in communion with me right now. And my fear is not hearing his voice. And I think that's a proper fear, because that keeps me hungry and thirsty. And guarantee you, there's a lot of people around. There's a lot of hedge trimmers out there that'll trim you up. Has anybody run into a hedge trimmer? And all of a sudden he'll hit that I'm trying. I'm turning a new leaf. I'm trying. And I mean, I've even stepped over into a deeper fashion of trying here lately. And my wife knows it. At one time I was a mean rascal. And God slowly, but he's also restoring some situations. Restoring. About 6 months ago, I weighed about another 50 pounds, almost 50 pounds heavier than what I am. And when I started cutting my own throat, I started getting my life back. I can work like a young man again. Trying, taste, see. He'll do what he says. But we've got to be willing. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you and I praise you and glorify you, Lord. Lord, as we come to you, Father, right now, Lord, deal with me. Deal with us. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand up for a moment. Because a lot of us has got the sleepiness coming in. We need to get the blood flowing again. And move around. Move around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I praise you. Just repeat after me. Father,
I believe
that you came to the earth and was manifested
in the flesh.
And you was hung upon the tree.
And you bled and died for me.
And also for the whole world. And Lord, I thank you
that you are my Lord.
Now come, make a dwelling place in me. Amen. All of you sit down. I'm going to start praying for you and for myself. Because I tell you what, I find that when I start praying for you, sometimes I get a healing. I get delivered in areas. And just like the other night, we started singing. And Jane said, the men start to sing. And all of a sudden, God opened my sinuses and they drained so hard that I had to cough and chuck. And I said, come out of here in the name of Jesus. And I couldn't sing. So I got deliverance. And just through, you know, adenoids and sinuses and cold weather and stuff, frustrations. And so I get deliverance sometimes, even praying deliverance for you. Okay? So right now, in the name of Jesus, we go into the ecclesiastical courts, Father, right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, I surrender myself first. Lord, I come in agreements with you, Father. Right now, in Jesus' name, I come in agreement with you that I bind every ungodly spirit, every principality, every power, every authority that sets himself in the high places. I bind you, strong man, in the name of Jesus. I command you to get your hands off God's people right now, in Jesus' name. I bind you and I break your powers and break your authority in Jesus' name. I come against all narcissistic spirits. Me, in Jesus' name. I'm better than you. And you, why'd you hurt me? Why'd you hurt me? In Jesus' name. All narcissistic spirits right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Leave right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All generations spirits of incest of all kinds. in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. All rape spirits, I bind the spirit of rape over the people right now in Jesus' name. Raping them spiritually, raping them mentally, raping their finances. I bind you, spirit, in the name of Jesus. I break your power to command and loose you. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Come off of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits that steal the health, all spirits of infirmities, I bind the spirit of infirmities right now in Jesus' name. I bind it off the knees in Jesus' name. Come off the knees right now in Jesus' name. All spirits attacking the knees in the name of Jesus, I break it and bind it, command you, loose you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, all spirits of disobedience, I bind you and command you to leave right now in Jesus' name. Go! Go right now. All spirits of disobedience, out of the knees in Jesus' name. Out of the head right now. All spirits of headaches right now in Jesus' name. Above the eyes right now. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. I bind that spider in the name of Jesus, command it to come off right now in Jesus' name. All migraine headaches, come off right now in Jesus' name. Migraine headaches right now in Jesus' name. Fibromyalgia, you come off right now in Jesus' name. All pain in the neck right now in Jesus' name. All pains across the shoulders. Move, you come off the people right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come off right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All fibromyalgia, come off right now. All spirits of feeling unloved, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of hatred, self-hatred right now in Jesus' name. Come off. Come off right now in Jesus' name. All self-condemnation. Come off right now. I bind you, command you loose. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All murdering spirits, all hatred spirits, come off right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up, come out right now in Jesus' name. All self-afflicted wounds in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Where you've gone astray, you've gone across God's word right now in Jesus' name. All haters of God's word, all haters of God's commandments in the name of Jesus. I break and bind and command and loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And where we said, that's for the Jew. I don't become a Jew if you go by the laws in the word. They're not Mosaic laws. They are God's laws. Moses just happened to be Moses. You hear me? He was an Israelite. He didn't even realize it, but that's what he was. In Jesus' name, I bind and break the power where we've commanded and turned away from God's law. God, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit and go to every place, to every mind, to every heart, Lord God, to every spirit, and show them, Lord God, where we walked contrary to your word. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you right now in Jesus' name. I speak to the spirit of divorce right now in Jesus' name. All divorce spirits that come down the bloodlines in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command to loose you in Jesus' name. I break that generational curse in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now. All divorce spirits, go. Go in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. All child molestation, go right now in Jesus' name. Being molested as a child in some way. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power sexually right now in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. And child abuse. I bind the spirit of child abuse in the name of Jesus. Being corrected wrong in the name of Jesus. Being slapped, being hit, being beat, being shoved around. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit if you've done it to your child. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Perpetrator in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power and authority of command and loose you in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, glorify you in Jesus' name. All spirits of going against eating of a fat, where the Lord says, thou shalt not eat the fat thereof. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. I speak to the cholesterol right now in Jesus' name of eating the fat. In eating the fat, I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. All fat, come out of him right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All eating of swine right now in Jesus' name. I break the power and authority in Jesus' name. All the joints right now in Jesus' name. I speak to every joint and every body right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull it out. I pull it out right now by the power and authority of God. In Jesus' name. going against God's will, going against His plan. We thank You in Jesus' name. He created us. He also gave us the diagram. He also gave us the pamphlets to follow and to go by. His Word. It's the book of life. It's also the book of health in the name of Jesus. We break it and bind and command to loose us right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Eating of any ungodly animal right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I know the women probably had a little session in this, but the men need to hear it too. In the name of Jesus. I'm binding that spirit of eating squirrel. You gotta come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Eating coons. Eating raccoons. Come out of him right now. Eating the possum in Jesus' name. Come out of there right now. Eating a coyote. Come out of there right now in Jesus' name. Eating of any ungodly thing. Because each one of them has the same enzymes and it is the other. Right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. And any disease that's been set up from eating one of those, I cancel assignment over it right now in Jesus' name. I break the power and break the authority. Come out right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I bind the spirit of Moloch right now in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority of the name of Jesus. Moloch, come off right now. All abortion spirits, come off right now in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up, come out. All of them, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All miscarriage spirits, I bind and break the power and authority of all miscarriage spirits. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All miscarriage spirits, come out. Move up, come out. In Jesus' name. All guilt. Was it my fault? I was an unfit mother or this and that and the other. I break those curses and command them to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All stiff-neckedness in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of stiff neck in Jesus' name. Pride. Pride right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of pride, command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break it in mind and command to loose you in Jesus' name. All pride, spirits of pride. I know this, I know that in Jesus' name. All pride spirits, manifesting pride, pride in Jesus' name. That's pride in Jesus' name. All putting your hands on your hips in the name of Jesus, being prideful in Jesus' name. And break your powers and command you to loosen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All pointing of the finger in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All pride, come out right now in Jesus' name. All levels of pride. High pride, low pride, middle pride, come out of there right now in Jesus' name. Leviathan, turn loose the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All spirits of bitterness right now. Bitterness of heart, bitterness of mind, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out of it right now in Jesus' name. Bitterness connected to arthritis. All joints in the hands right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All corporal tunnel right now. All hatred of job in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Corporal tunnel, come out right now in Jesus' name. All hating your task in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Move up, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I bind the spirit of insecurity. I bind the spirit of insecurity right now in Jesus' name. And going to the refrigerator all the time. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bind it and break the power and authority. In Jesus' name. In Jesus, even in myself, I break it, command and loose me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come off of us right now. All refrigerator spirits in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Instead of we looking thin and trim, we put on the refrigerator spirit because we go away chunky and funky in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We'll bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, let you become our resource right now in Jesus' name, Father. We just thank you and praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All suicide spirits. I bind the spirit of suicide. I'll just eat myself to death in Jesus' name. Some people even actually say, well, I'll get fat and nobody will look at me. I've heard a lot of women do that in Jesus' name. They get really fat unkempt in the name of Jesus. And they said, well, nobody loves me. I'm going to the garden to eat worms. And that's exactly what happens. They eat. And Lord, we just release the spirit of security into those people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you, glorify you. Lord, every spirit that comes between brothers right now in Jesus' name, all brothers in Jesus' name, I bind and break the power and authority of in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I command it to loose us right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that comes between brother and sister right now in Jesus' name, I bind and break the power and authority of in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, even though they're rascals, Lord, we choose to forgive them. We thank you and we praise you and glorify you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, glorify you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind all spirits of blood transfusion in the name of Jesus. If you've ever had a blood transfusion, I bind and break the power and authority of the spirit that was in that blood right now. I bind it and cleanse it. And I command that other false spirit to come out of you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sometimes a lot of women have them during delivery and in operations. You have blood transfusions and never was able to be prayed over them. You get that same spirit. God, we just break those spirits off you right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And God, I just ask you to fill up the people. Fill them up right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Restore, Lord God, what the pommel worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has eaten. We just thank you and praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. And we're a little early, but I'm going to go ahead and pray early for the food. But we're going to stay up here, and if somebody needs further prayer, I'll be glad to pray for you. Father, we just lift up this food right now for the nourishment of our bodies, God, that we eat to live and not to live to eat. We thank you, we praise you, and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.